that so we're doing this for Chaim, Hilchos Shmita Perikid Beis Halacha Tes. So the halacha of Oso Vesbino. Okay. So Oso Vesbino is only Noheg by Behema, but it's not Noheg by Chaya. Correct? But it is Noheg by Kelayim. That's the Rambam Perikid Beis Halacha Ches. Ein Yisos Vesmano Noheg El Behema Tar Bulvad Shnem Veshor Aseh Oso Vesmano Vesishchato B'Yom Echad. The Noheg B'Kelayim. Ketzad Tzvi Shebo'ala Eiz. So you had a deer that came on a goat. Veshochato Eiz V'es Beno. So then he shechs the A's and the offspring of the A's, aloka, right? Avo, why? Because that's Oso is the A's. Yes, Beno is the Kalayim. Avo la'ez shebala tzivya. But let's say it was the verse. The goat lived with the female deer. Oso lishvat oso v'ez Beno. V'im shochat ein aloka. So he says it's Oso to do it. What the Yisus is planning doesn't say, Asmir Rabban or whatever. But you don't get Malkus. There's no Malkus. He just says, Asul Lishchot Oso Ves Beno'a. So you're going to shech the deer and the kilayim of the deer. So that you don't get Malkus. Poro Beno'a Asra Torah Lo Tzvio Beno'a. So apparently he holds Mir Rabban. That there's no Isser at all. He holds Mir Rabban. Okay. Yeah. Now, the next case. This is where Abchai is going on. Hoysa basa tzivya zos nekeva. So this female deer had a nekeva from her and the goat. The yolda bain and this nekeva, which was a kilayim from the mother deer and the father goat, yolda bain v'shochat es hanekeva basa tzivya v'es benoa is loka. Okay, so then it will be local. Why? Because the daughter of the tzivya will be a kelayim, and then the kelayim had an offspring. So it'll be kelayim, and then further kelayim, right? Yeah. So loka. V'chein kelayim. Okay. All right. Now, so that's what Chaim is going on.
Who was born Bas Tzivya? Who came under Bas Tzivya?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't seem to matter. Even if it was the Bas Tzivya, it's Kelayim, right? Now, whether it's a Behema or a Chaya, it doesn't make any difference because it's still the Kelayim. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. B'divram Ma'ilu Mavua. Davgav the Kol Chiyuva Mishum Se. The afilu miktsas se ekmuchon dafayintes mikomakom lokin alav. The me'achad the nichla b'chlal halav the v'shor se osu v'sbenol sishchata b'yamechal alkein lokin alav. He's trying to say something here. I mean, seems to me, no, that because he doesn't say, he says afal gav the kol chiyuva hu mishum se v'afilu miktsas se. Mikomakom lokan alav. I mean, he doesn't say it in the positive. He should have said that chiyuva mishum sev filamiktas asav lachain lokan alav. But he puts it in an afal gav. You see, why does he put it in the form of afal gav? So he said because he wants to tell you that it doesn't come under the halacha of chatzishir. Right. It doesn't come under the general halacha of chatzishir. Okay. Yeah. Why doesn't it come under the halacha over here? Even miktsas say you can't say over here it's chatzishir. That's what he means to say. So and you get malchus. Yeah. So he's differentiating between this and chatzishir. All right. So we have to. What's the difference? Yeah. So the difference is clear. The difference is like this, because by chatzi shir, there's no isser. We all chatzi shir is not asmir rest. By chatzi shir, but it doesn't matter what asmir rest now, but the concept of chatzi shir is that there's no din achila at all. But the isser is because it's a chazil starufi, because it has the property that it could become mitzuruf. So that's a different kind of an isser. Over here, it's not an isser chatzi shir. See, that's why Reb Chaim held a chatzi shir is a completely different concept. It's not the same isser anymore. It's a different kind of an isser. If you chatzi shir kezayas of a chazal. So, and because it's a completely different idea. It's a separate isser of a chazil estarufi. So he says over here, that's by a din achila, you see. But over here we're saying that it doesn't matter because the halacha is that the shames sev afilu miksaseh, which means to say that as long as the shame sev is involved in Osov es Beno, then there's Malkus. So it doesn't matter if it's Kalayim, because even if it's Kalayim, but the Shem Seh is still involved. So if the Shem Seh is involved, so then you're over. You see? Masha Einikain in the din of Chatzi Shir, you're outside of the whole Isser, because the Isser is Tita Kazayas Chazal, let's say. So once you don't have a Kazayas, there's no Isser, period. Now the question is, does it come under another Isser? Different concept of a Chazil and Starufi. So there, it's Machlaikas, or the Reis, Rabban, but it's a completely different phenomenon over there.
Why can't you say that?
No. In other words, what he's saying is, even though the Chiyuv is Mishum Miksaseh, so you might think, yeah, you have Kol Chelev. The Chiyuv is because of Chatzi Shir. But you're not Chayav Malkus. But over here, we're not saying that way. That even though it's mixaseh, so you might think it's high, it's awesome at a rice because mixaseh, but that's a separate isser like chatzi shir. So he's saying it's not like that. He's saying no, but because over there the mixaseh is not chatzi shir, but the mixaseh gives the shame seh an involvement in the love, and that's why you chayav malchus. Over here, I mean, that's what he's saying. That you have an Issa Kol Chelev, even Miktsas is Aser, but over there we don't say Yechayev Malkus. Mashen came over here, that even though the Chiyuv is only because of Miktsaseh, which is an extraneous thing, it would seem, no, over here is different, over here Yechayev Malkus, because Miktsaseh means the Shem Seh is involved, and that's why Yechayev Malkus. You shouldn't think Miktsaseh, what he's trying to tell you is you shouldn't think Miktsaseh is a separate Issa like Kol Chelev. That's why he puts the Lashon Hafog out. Ain Lokin Allah. Okay, so Reb Chaim asks a question from my Cholos Asuras, because it says, Kilayim, same thing with Kilayim. Kilayim, abom mibhema tahora im chaya tahora. So, chelbo osir. So, over there, the chelev chaya is mutter. Chelev behema is osir. So, you have Kilayim that comes from behema and chaya together. So, he says the chelev is osir. But over there is one difference. Ain't lokan alav. Vare hosam gam kein ikahachdino da shor vafilu mixas shor. So why don't I say the same thing over there? Ukemvur b'chum da fayin tes shom the gemara minis vafilu mixas or ganam emirin tzvi vafilu mixas tzvi vim kein huadim shor vafilu mixas shor. So why don't you? I don't think it's gemara says mixas shor. Reb Chaim saying it should be the same thing. Should be shor vafilu mixas shor. I'm Reb Chaim saying. All right. It's not there, right? Yeah. So that's what Chaim's saying. Chaim's saying that you should say the same thing. Sure. Kol chelev shor. What is it? Kol chelev. What's pasuk? Kol chelev shor v'chesel leisachelev. So shor v'filu mixas. You should say shor v'filu mixas shor. On my pasuk ramdain logan al chelbo luki al hach dina the mixas shor kimo al hach the mixas se v'lacharut more. That's what Chaim's question. What's the difference? That's what he's saying. In other words, what Reb Chaim is saying, the first of all, I guess, by chelev is different than Osov Es Beno. Osov Es Beno, you're dealing with the min itself. So over there, I have to know, what is the min? Is the min a chayo, is the min baim, or it's kelayim? It has a din, sure. You see. So, it has a din set. But in chelev, we don't look at the chelev and question whether in this chelev there is a din shor, or whether in this chelev there is a din seh. You see. The chelev is osir if it's a chelev shel shor. If it's chelev shel seh, That's what makes it awesome. So you're dealing with the category of relation as opposed to the category of substance. Do you follow? In other words, the question is this chelev, what's its relationship to the source? Okay? It's a different kind of a question than a question of what is the thing. Okay? So by also vesbino, you're doing a maisa shchita, so you want to know, am I doing a maisa shchita to A or to B or to a combination of A and B? So it has a din, as long as it has a din of shor in there, so now you're over. But in chelev, the iser chelev is an iser that's a relative. It's an iser from, a thing that's from, a chelev shel shor. So over there, the question is not whether there's a din shor in the chelev. The only type of chelev is aser is a chelev shel shor. Okay? So it's the category of relation that asers it. So you need the full shor in order to have chelev shel shor. You can't have chelev shel shor b'miktsas. You need the full shor. So the question is, if that's the case, so how does it work by, why is it also by Kalayim? If it's Kalayim, why is it also? So the Chelev, if it's Kalayim that comes from if the Chelev Shel Kalayim, why is the Chelev Shel Kalayim also? It's not Chelev Shel Shor. Right? So the answer is because the Halacha says it, one doesn't cancel out the other. That even though it's Chelev Shel Chaya, that doesn't cancel it out from being Chelev Shel Shor also. So it's both. It's Chelev Shel Shor and it's Chelev Shel Chaya. Okay? Chelev Shel Shor and it's Chelev Shel Tzvi simultaneously. So now you're dealing with a new phenomenon. What's the phenomenon? The phenomenon is that you have a thing that comes under contradictory relations. On the one hand, in one framework, it's related to Shor, but the same substance has a double relation, a double identity. It's Chelev Shel Shor and it's Chelev Shel Tzvi. Okay? So one identity through the category of relation is Le'Isser, and the other identity through the category of relation is Leheter. You see? He says that's a completely different phenomenon than in the case of Osov Esbeno, where we want to know what the thing is. So as long as it has a shame shor, so now you involve the shame shor in an issa shchita of Osov Esbeno. Okay? He says, let's take him aside. He says, Arena de ena dava tolu begufa chelev atzmo in din behema beo din chaya. That's what he means. It's not a question, I look at the chelev and I say, is there a din behema in this chelev or a din chaya in this chelev? As a substance. It's totally in the whole shame behemoth and the whole shame chaya. The chelev shor v'chesef ksiv. It must be chelev shel shor. Once you get into the category of relation, it's a whole different system. So now you need a whole entity of shor in order to have a chelev shel shor. V'avi exeres akosav the totally b'im kulo hu shor v'chesef chel bo aser. Because if it's relation, you see, if you're using the category of relation, so you have to have the whole entity. You can't speak of a relation of a half a thing. So the relation must be, is it chelev shel shor? So you need the whole identity of the shor to make it a chelev shel shor. You can't say it's a chelev shel miktsas shor. It must be, in order to be aser, if the Torah asered chelev shel shor, you need the whole shor. You can't say half a shor is good. It has to be chelev of an entire entity of shor. Otherwise, it's not aser. Torah never asked anything that's not Chelev Shel Shor. Okay?
Why can't you say, but no?
It's a different idea. That's what he's saying. See, in other words, he's saying by the Isra of Chelev, it's not because the Chelev is Shor, it's because the Chelev is from a Shor. So if you're talking about that category, you can't have Miktsas. It's not possible. You say, it's Chelev Shel Miktsas Shor. It's only us if it's Chelev Shel Shor. You can't have a relation which is miksas. In other words, the Torah is saying that what's the issue of the substance? Because it's from A. So it's either from A or it's not from A. You can't say it's miksas. Is it or is it not? Okay? So over there you need in the category of relation, it doesn't lend itself. What he's telling you is the category of relation does not lend itself to admixture. You see, where you have a substance, so a substance lends itself to admixture. You could say it's a little bit of this substance, a little bit of that substance. But in relation, the category doesn't lend itself to admixture because you're saying it's chalev of this thing. So you must have the entire thing. You can't speak of half of the thing. See, in the category of substance, so there in that category, you have the idea of a mixture. But you can't have that idea of a mixture when in the category of relation, you're saying, what is this thing? What is the issa? The issa chalev is because it's from such a thing. So in that concept, the mind doesn't allow a mixture in that concept. It's either it is or it's not. You're telling me it's us or why? Because it's from X. It's from Shor. So you mean the whole, you can only speak of the whole entity of Shor. You can't speak of a mixture in that idea. What do you mean? Is it from Shor? No, it's a mixture. What do you mean it's a mixture? The idea of the Isser is that it stems from this entity. In that conceptual framework, it's the entire entity that you have to be talking about. Otherwise, there's no Issa. Do you follow me? That's what he means. That's what he means when he says it's not Tolu. He says Ela b'chol abeim avachaya kula adavat Tolu. He means it has to be. Logically, it has to be. Because you can't say this is the, you say that this thing is this thing comes from a this thing comes from a this type of a, of a of an article. So you have to identify the article. You can't have a mixas. Is it from, you're telling me it's us because it comes from this, so is it or is it not? There's no in between over there. We are dealing with a substance, so you can have a mixture and a substance, but you can't have a mixture in the category of relation. That's not possible. You're saying this is a thing, this thing is us because it's from A. Well, it has to, is it A or is it not A? You can only deal about the whole entity. In that category of thought, doesn't lend itself to the concept of mixture. There's no such thing. Well, in the category of relation, you say, for instance, a tooth. It's a tooth. Is it a tooth of a man or it's not? You can't say it's a tooth of half a man. I mean, if the category is, it's a tooth of a man, so either it's a tooth of a man or it's not a tooth of a man. There's no in between. Or you say it's a rudder of a ship. Say it's a rudder of half a ship. If it's a rudder of a ship, it's either the rudder of a ship or it's not the rudder of a ship. When you're talking about relation, you can't have mixas. You can have mixas in the category of a substance, but you can't have mixas in the category of relation. That's what he's saying. Okay? That's why he says it's totally bakula. You see? Vavek zeskos is the tali b'im kulo shov v'chesev chelba aser v'im uchaya chelba mutar. So now the question is: so why is kalayim aser? Ulufize yeshlam lebuchol kalayim bam b'im v'chaya less v'chelba shum taruvus shelisav hetaklal. There's no taruvus in the substance of the chelav. It's not chelav shel shor in the substance of chelav that this part of it is shor and part of it is chaya. He says. It's true that physically it's from a taruvus. It's not because of the din behema in the chelav. He says, you see, he's saying clearly. The din isur v'heted achelav toli be'etzam ha-behema v'chaya kulo. Because that's the only way logic is possible. Im kein memela da hachatzi behema shebo gorem le'esor es kol achelav kulo. Afoso shebo mechelak achaya. So it comes out that now since the animal is a mixture, so now this chelav, insofar as it's a shor, is chelav shel shor. Okay. V'achatzi chayev shabo gorm lahatir es kol achelav. V'afosu shabo mechelav. You can't say a mixture anymore. Because now, when you're in the category of relation, you have to decide. So is it chelav shel shor or is it not? So if the Torah is going to asa kalayim, so the only possible logical way it can asa kalayim is that it puts the chelav under a double relation. In one framework, it's chaylev shel chaya. In the other framework, it's chaylev shel behema. Okay? So because it's chaylev shel behema, that's why it's awesome. You follow? So now you have to speak about what he's bringing out of here is that don't think that the chaylev has any mixture. It's the entire entity will come under two frameworks. The entire entity, there's no taruvis in the chalef. It is simultaneously, it's chalef. If the Torah recognizes the Shem Shor and it recognizes the Shem Chaya, so this chalef will be chalef shel Shor, shel Behema, and chalef shel Chaya simultaneously. But when I look at the chalef, what do I see? I don't see a mixture. I see two frameworks that it comes under. That's logically the way you have to construe it. Do you follow?
No,
okay. It's under two frames. There's no other logical way. As Rav Chaim is saying is that there's no other logical way for the mind to construe it. Because it's not the substance of Shor in the Chalef. You see, it's Chalef Shel. Chalef Shel. So the only logical way for the mind to construe this is that it's the Torah recognizes both frameworks. So that means it's Chalef Shel Shor and it's Chalef Shel Chaya. The whole Chalef comes under two frameworks. That's what he brings it out to the finest expression when he says, in the Chalef itself, don't think in the Chalef itself there's a mixture. Because in the category of relation, there can't be any mixture. So the only possible way to understand this is that it is, the whole thing is Chalef Shel Shor and the whole thing is Chalef Shel Chaya. So it comes under two. So it's Heter and Isser at the two Shemos at the same time. So I think what he's saying is like this. He's saying that Chalev is different than by Shechita of Osov Esbeno. For Shechita of Osbeno, you have a min Kalayim. It's a min, it's a substance. Over here by Chalev, there's a Chalos Shem Isser. There's a Chalos Shem Isser that falls on the thing that asses it. And a Chalos Shem Isser, you can't have a mixas. You understand? The whole thing has to be nitfas in a chaloy shemisser. You can't have a half a chaloy shemisser. It's not possible. So he's saying that in chalev there's a chaloy shemisser, my cholas asurais in the chefza. So the whole thing has to be nitfas in a chaloy shemisser. It can't be nitfas in a mixas chaloy shemisser. There's no such thing as a mixas chaloy shemisser. You see? Masha ena came by osov es beno, there it's a maisa of Isser to a Chefza. The Chefza could be Mixas, it could be Mixas A's and Mixas Tzvi. It could be a Taruvus. You see. It could be a Taruvus. But over here where you want to create a Chalos Shem Isser in the Chalev, in the Chefza, you want to render it my Cholos Asuros, it has to be a full thing. You can't say a Mixas Chalos Shem, and Chalos Shem Isser doesn't lend itself to Mixas.
But there is no Mixas here.
What?
It's a fully.
Oh, that's what it's exactly. That's why he says the only way to understand it is a full Isser and a full Heter. That's the only way to understand this. The mind can't understand it any other way. That's what he's saying. No, but see, by Osov Esbeno, you're not dealing with a Chalos Shem Isser and the Chefza. You're dealing with a Maisa that you're not allowed to do to a Chefza. The Kelayim is not Osir, the Kelayim is nothing. That's the two meaning. And now you're saying you can't do a Maisa to this thing. So over there, I say the substance is an Ervuvia. The substance has two meaning in it. So you can't do a Maisa if the shame says in there. You see. But over here by Chalev, you're talking about a Chalashem Macholas Asuris. That's Chal on the Chalev. So you can't talk about being Chal B'Mikzas. What do you mean? It's Mikzas, Mikzas Chalashem Isser? There can't be such a thing. It's not possible to have such a thing. Either it's Chalashem Isser, it's not Chalashem Isser. Either it's Chal on the Chefza, it's not Chal on the Chefza. So that's why you have to say that because of the Taruvis in the substance which asses it via relation, the entity creates two separate shemos. That there is a chalos shemisser on the one hand, and on the other hand, there's no chalos shemisser. In the same chefza shel chalos. You can't split it over here. Like you can split it in the shor and se, in the yerubim, then you can split the substance. You say substance, this is composed of two, it's a mixture. Composed of two things. But you can't say in a chalos shem isser macholos suras that it's half. It's not possible. That's what he's adding.
So why is the isser
go over? He doesn't mean, when he says mafkia, he doesn't mean it's mafkia, the isser from the shor. He means it's, no, it's a mean that, no, he doesn't mean that, then it would be asr. He means it's a mafkia from the shem chel of shor. It's a mafkia, because it's tzvi.
You mean it's
arachaya. Mitzvah Achai. Okay, so now Reb Chaim just brings it out to its logical conclusion. Because he wants to show you, Kain, Ein Bo Lav Gomor, She Yishayev Alav. I'm just skipping to that. Shvelo Shayach Al Ze Klau, Hodesev Afilu Mitzaseh. Okay? Al Kain Mamela De Ein Bo, he says, Al Kain, where he's up to Al Kain Mamela De Ein Bo Raki Sura Velo Malkis, he's basically just drawing it to its, putting it to a halachic framework. Okay. He says, why not Malkus? Kivin this bay bachel of tarti. Yisur mitzad achatzi behema, v'atero mitzad achatzi chaya. Okay. In Cain, ein bo lav gomor, she yischayev alav. All right. Yokwar, there's an iser. So what he's saying is an iser achilo has to be midaraisa. Because since the entity comes under the shame of shor, so that you can't do a maisa achilo because that's definitely awesome. Okay, so Issa there has to be, but Malkus is a different thing because Malkus is Onshim. Onshim you can't. Onshim is a completely different framework. In Onshim you can't just say because the thing is Asa there's an Onish. Over here because it comes under two Shemos, so Benegeya to Onshim it's Cholok. Benegeya to Onshim it's not the same as if you didn't need a substance that only has a shame. You see. You ate a substance that has a shame isachelev, and at the same time it has a afkos chelev. So since it has a afkos chelev that exists side by side with the shame isachelev, so insofar as onshim is concerned, you can't be nenash. You see, you can't be nenash malchus. But insofar as isurim are concerned, the shame iser coexists, and since there is a coexisting shame iser, so you'll be over an iser deraisa in achila. That's why it's, but in onshin not. Why? Because what simultaneously with the shame iser chelev, there's a shame afkos chelev. So a shame afkos chelev is, the shame afkos chelev will prevent you from being nenash with malchus because you didn't eat a substance that is exclusively under iser. It's under Isser and it's simultaneously under Heter. So therefore you can't be Nenash because it's simultaneously under Heter. But as a Maisa Achila, it's a Maisa Achila Shalessa. Because you're Pagea in the other shame. That's what he's saying. Exclusive. That's correct. Because Onish is because the person violated the Gzeres HaMelech. So on the one hand he did, but on the other hand this chefza comes under, is excluded from chelev. So in terms of violating Zeres HaMelech, he's not in the same category. So that's why you can't give him an ownership malchus. Yeah, the last thing, he's excluding the possibility there would be one logical way to asa the chelev even though it's a hybrid. And that way would be to say that the Torah asered not just chelev that came from a full seh, but chelev that came from a mikzah seh. That would be a logical thing if the Torah said that. If the Torah asered chelev that came not just chelev shel seh, but chelev even from a mikzah seh, you see, then the whole chelev, the Torah could have done that. The Torah could have said, even chelev shel mikzah seh is osur. Then it would be malchus.
Right.
If the Torah would have said chelev shel mikzah seh, then it wouldn't be illogical because then it's the whole chelev, but even a whole chelev of mikzah seh. But that Reb Chaim says is not what the halacha states. It would be a different issue. See, then it will be a completely different issue. Then it will be a completely different issue. But that formulation the Torah never made.
Right.
It would be possible for the Torah. What he's saying is it would be possible for the Torah to do such a thing. It is possible.
Even by
Chalev. If the Torah would have said, Chalev shall mixas shor is awesome. But what Reb Chaim is saying is, but then you'd need another limud. Then you'd need another pasuk to tell you a different thing, because that's a different kind of a thing. You see, you understand what I'm saying? In the case of Osov Esbino, over there, the Torah doesn't have to make a new formulation to aser even mixas. Because over there, what the Torah is saying is, don't do a maisa to an entity of shor. And as long as the Torah recognizes the existence of the entity of shor, so you're going to be chayev by osav esbenah. But in chalev, the Torah can't do that unless the Torah would create a whole new formula. And the whole new formula would be that there's two types of chalev. There's chalev shor shor, and then there's chalev shor mixas shor. But there's no pasuk like that. You see, in what he's trying to show you in this last piece is that there is a logical way the Torah could do it, but that would require a whole new gzeres hakasef. Because since this is in the category of relation, in order to answer it, the Torah would have to say more than that the Shem Shor coexists with the Shem Chaya. It would have to say there's a new Isra of Chalev. There's an Isra of Chalev Shel Shor, and then there's an Isra Chalev of Mix, Chalev Abomi Mixas Ashor. You see? That would be a completely new pasuk. You'd have to have a new pasuk for that. But we don't have a pasuk like that. All we have is that the Torah recognizes the existence side by side of the Shem Shor with the Shem Chaya. As long as the Torah just does that, then when it comes to Chalev, you're going to have to say it involves two mutually exclusive categories because of the category of relation. That's what he's hitting in this last piece. In the last piece, he's telling you that it's logical to do it, but it would require a whole new gzeres hakasef. But the Torah didn't do that. All the Torah said was it recognizes the coexistence of the two shemos. So if it only recognizes the coexistence of the two shemos, when you come down to something which is a relative, when the issue is because of relative, you're going to have this logical result that both shemos coincide. Unless the Torah changed all gzeres hakasef, another pasuk that would say even mixas, even the chalev habami mixas ashor. But that would be a completely different chalev. That'd be another chalev. There's no chalev like that in the Torah. All the Torah said was that these two do not obliterate each other. They coexist. They coexist. This is what naturally results in the case when you come to the category of relation. And this is what happens when there's an issa maisa to a substance which has both shamos. That's what he's saying. That's what he's adding in that last piece. Okay. So see, that's what he says. The Bahach Jeskas lo nemar she yehe din mixa seke kulo. Ki yim da gzeres hakasef da also mixa said, the isbe, he means when he says mixa seke kulo would mean that chelev shel afilo mixa se. You see? Ki yim da gzeres hakasef da also mixa said, the isbe yesho leo din se. Vim kein, akati is beit sad chaya lo mecho beit sad atero, akol ha chelev. He says, because that's the gzeres hakasef. So he shows you the why, you know what I mean? He shows you three steps. He shows you the logics from the category of relation. That's the first step. And then he shows you from the chalos shem isra and the cheft, so you can't split a chalos shem. And then he shows you how it could be possible, but what that would require in terms of the gzeres hakasef, which is absent. So from the pasuk itself, it goes back and shows you, no, it's not illogical. The Torah could do that, but if it would, it requires a new structure in the psukim, and you don't have that structure in the psukim. That's what he's up. Yeah. So now he takes on the Taisvus Kasha and the Gemara Chulin. Gemara Chulin says that you can't shech the Kuyan Yontif. And if you do, ain mechasen es dama. Because of the Yisr of Yontif. So the Gemara asks, Ibit Yosha Bola Tzviya Lishchot Velichsi. Tzviva Fila Mixasvi. So the Gemara says, why don't you do Kisi Adam? Because it's Mixasvi. Even Mixasvi Yechayev in Kisi, right? So Taisvus Kasha, what do you mean Mixasvi? So you say it's half and half, right? So the Gemara says in Beitza that if you mix Dam Chaya and Dam Behema together, you're not Mechasa and Yantif. So my nafkamina between between Mixas Tzvi over here and between the mixing the two Domim together. Over there you see you're not Mechasa Yantif because of the Isra, because you're not being Mechasa, only the Dam of the Tzvi. The Gemara says, so Taisvus says, so how could the Gemara over here say that because of mixas svi, you're machasa. My nafkamina between the chetzi chetzi in the mixas svi and the chetzi chetzi where you take dam svi, you take dam behema. My nafkamina, that's the discussion. Okay, so that's basically the answer. I'm not going to go around. So what is it? So the answer is the same answer. In other words, I guess, where you're dealing with taruvis, teiskash is not kash, because teiskash is where you mix the two together. Where you mix the two together, so part of it is not chayev in kisli. So it's a tirchad lo tzarech and yantif, because you're being mechas of something that doesn't need kisli. But where the animal itself is mixas tzvi, so now, and dam is a relative, just like chaylev, so it's dam shel tzvi. So therefore, Dam Shel Tzvi is Mechayev, and Dam Shel Behema, the whole Dam is Chayev, and then Dam Shel Behema, the whole Dam is Potter. So therefore, on Yontif, the Kisui is Mutter, because it means Mechasa, the whole entity is Chayev and Kisui. You can't split it. It's not a Taruvus. It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Okay, so this is face cash, no cash. Okay. Now it says, Vayim Barambam, Vayim Rampeh Gedal, Milch Shita, Lach Adal, Shepas, the Kalayim, Abom, the Behemah, the Chaya, Domo Chaya, the Kisu, Vayim, the Rachel Lav. Vim name it, the Das Aram, Midish, the Chosh of Taru, is Dam, Chiv, Bedam, Tur, and Kainu, Ika, Kan, Dam, Chiv, Bavadai, as beautiful Raya, Vamayan, and Rachel Lav. That, why does the Rambam say that Ain, the Vorchen, Lav? Because if you can, in the case of where it comes from a chaya and a behema, so the Rambam says, Damon chayef kisui ve'ein mevarchan alav. So the question is, why does Rambam say mevarchan alav? If you're going to say that it's miktsas dam is chayef and miktsas dam is patra, so you should make a bracha because of the miktsas dam shebosha chayef. Elavanda kemashe kasavna din kisui ben nishchat hu de talichivu. Chol adam yesh bo tzad chiv mishum tzad chai shav tzad ptum mishum tzad behem shlo. Ochu de paska ram deim avachan lo. Kiven ein chiyuvay gomor. The ein ha mitzvah shleima. Because the bracha is like the mark. Bracha goes on if the mitzvah is bishleimusa. But since basically it's not a mitzvah bishleimusa, because the same entity as a tarte de sasri, shem chiyav and shem ptur, so you can't make a bracha shekisham of vitzivanu, that it's a chiyav mitzvah bishleimusa, because this entity comes under a double heading of its chayiv and its pater also. So therefore, it's not shaykh to split it and to make bracha. Moshe pasuk gam came bedin nolad mohol v'gershin is gav kishu mohol v'deim v'varchem al v'atav zdam bris. Afgal das ram shem chiyuvu v'adav v'amisavik elachol shein amitzvah b'shleimus yem v'varchem alay. V'achin amiyoche gam gavi kistak v'asam. Come on, gavi yantar shapa m'chasna so gam v'yantar. Kivin d'chiyuvu chol adam hu b'tar svadik and Moshe kasavna nira. Yeah, that's right. Somebody asked me to just try to add a little more clarification to the Rav Chaim. But if you want to just crystallize the main idea, what he's saying is that when you have a hybrid, so when you have a relative of the hybrid, that itself is not a hybrid. In other words, like let's say, for instance, we would say you shouldn't bring any sheep into this corral. So if you have an animal that's half sheep, so you'd be in violation if you brought that animal into the corral because it partakes of sheep. But the milk of the animal would not be a violation because the milk, since it's a hybrid, the milk is not half sheep. You see, it's milk of a hybrid. Do you follow it? Or to give another example, like let's say you had a vessel that was half ship and half airplane. So you wouldn't say that the captain is half a pilot and half a captain. You wouldn't say it doesn't split the relative isn't a hybrid. It's a different entity. You see? So that's what Rav Chaim was saying. So therefore, when the Torah asered the chelev of the hybrid, so the only way the Torah could asser it was by saying that it comes under both shemos. Was by saying it comes under both shemos. So therefore it's a shem heter and shem issa. That's the only possible structure that would logically allow you to asser it. Because it can't be asser because it's an intrinsic hybrid. Because the relative of the hybrid is not itself a hybrid. Okay? That's the idea. It does not partake of hybrid. In other words, a relative of a hybrid does not partake of hybridness. Okay?
It's a new phenomenon.
That's right. Taruvus, exactly what it means. That's what he means. It's not taruvus. It's not, it doesn't come under taruvus anymore. You have to create a new way to identify it. So the way the Torah identified it is because it comes under both frameworks. That's possible. And if you do it that way, though, then it's heter and issa, so then onshin doesn't apply.